Hi there. The word for today is on lessons from the life of David. In 2 Samuel 5 verse 17, the Bible says, they mobilized all their forces. In 1 Timothy 6 verse 12, we read, fight the good fight of faith whereunto you have been called. You know what? Some of God's promises have to be fought for. The Jebusites had conquered and were controlling Jerusalem, and David wanted it. And in 2 Samuel 5 verse 6, they said to him, you'll never get in here. So expect resistance to your vision, especially when there's not yet any evidence to validate it. And to make matters worse, Jerusalem was hundreds of feet above David's army, and the only way up was through a water cistern, which meant wading through muck and mire. The Bible says in verse 7, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. Understand this, if he has to, God can bring you up through the gutter to get you to the throne. Note that little word, nevertheless. When you're up to your neck in problems and the enemy is saying you won't make it, stand on God's promises and declare, nevertheless. Rise up in faith and claim what God has promised you. Daniel 11 verse 32 says, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. God can show you how to exploit the circumstances you're in right now for your good and His glory. But don't expect everybody to be helpful. Not going to happen. The Bible says when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king of Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. You know what? You'll have to fight to get to your destiny, and you'll have to fight to hold it. And with each new battle, you'll have to turn to God for fresh strength and fresh instructions. 2 Samuel 5:19 reads, David asked the Lord, should I go out and fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? The Lord replied, yes, go ahead. I will certainly hand them over to you. So the word for you today is move forward in faith, knowing that God is with you.